Freedom Scientific and Microsoft last Thursday launched the PacMate, Freedom Scientific's new personal data assistant. Built on the Microsoft Windows CE platform, running a special version of JAWS for Windows, and tightly interwoven with Microsoft's Pocket PC applications, the PacMate, according to Freedom Scientific, is equivalent to Pocket PC devices for sighted users, supporting many of the same third-party applications and enabling blind people to make the most of their time, whether they're at their desk or on the go. Presently, the voice-only version of the PacMate is available, with a version sporting a braille display due sometime next year. The voice-only version sells for around $2,500. ACB Radio Interactive offered modem users a vast improvement in audio quality when it began testing two Og Vorbis streams over the weekend. 56K modem users can now hear ACB Radio Interactive, the live music service of ACB Radio, in high-quality stereo, while slower modem users can have the service in much higher quality mono than before. Og Vorbis is a high-quality, open-source form of audio compression that experts say offers vastly superior audio quality to MP3. The White House has sought to allay concerns about an unusual attack last week against the 13 computer servers that manage global internet traffic, stressing that disruption was minimal and the FBI is working to trace the attackers. Civilian technical experts assisting with the investigation said the FBI was reviewing electronic logs of computers used in the attack to determine the origin of those responsible. Most internet users didn't notice any effects from last Monday's attack because it lasted only 1 hour and because the internet's architecture was designed to tolerate such short-term disruptions, experts said. The White House said it was unclear where the attack originated, who might be responsible, or whether the attack could be considered cyber terrorism. Sony Electronics is wrapping four devices into one portable package for the holidays. The consumer electronics giant's new MPD-AP20U can play and record CDs as well as play DVDs and digital audio files such as MP3s. Sony announced the device last Monday and said it will be available in November for less than $300. A standalone portable player, Sony's new gadget can play back CDs as well as MP3, WAV and WMA files that are stored on CDs, DVDs or the company's own memory stick cards. The US government's top independent advisors on issues relating to science, medicine and engineering objected on Friday to moves by the Bush administration to close access to specific information, especially on the internet. Since the 11th of September 2001 attacks, the White House and federal agencies quietly have asked researchers to remove or block access to information that once was freely shared. Some of this may be necessary, but the government has acted unilaterally and often against its own rules, the presidents of the National Academies of Science said. They urged the administration to work with scientists to decide what information could be classified. They also offered their help in preparing against further attacks. The National Academies of Sciences were created by Congress to provide advice to the government. Information about how to make bombs, how to prepare biological, chemical, and even radiological weapons can be found on the internet. The US government has expressed concern about the availability of this information. The Health and Human Services Department said it had closed down at least one website providing information about how to make a bioterrorism weapon, but declined to give details about the site. However, scientists have complained in recent months that information that they need to do their work also is no longer to be found. Microsoft on Thursday officially launched the latest version of its online service, MSN 8, teaming up with content partner Walt Disney as the company looks to gain on America Online. Joining Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates on stage in New York's Central Park was Disney CEO Michael Eisner, accompanied by Mickey and Minnie Mouse sidekicks, to announce a co-branded internet service targeting families that will feature MSN 8 software with Disney content. While the MSN 8 launch is a clear assault on its main rival in the internet access business, Microsoft has taken pains to emphasize the differences between its own service and AOL's, a point underscored by the Disney deal, one of Microsoft's highest profile content partnerships to date. The two companies have a long history of cooperation, going back to deals that became evidence in the government's antitrust trial aimed at whether Microsoft used anti-competitive means in promoting its Internet Explorer web browser over products offered by rival Netscape Communications. Still, the deal embodies the kind of relationship that Microsoft hopes to forge across the entertainment industry, which has thus far treaded a careful line between embracing the software giant's technology and fearing its power to take control of key infrastructure for creating and distributing its products. During the introduction, Gates said that Microsoft was taking a different approach with MSN8 than earlier versions. Rather than making online content a priority, Microsoft focused on improving the online access client. This approach is important because the boundaries with what you do online and on the PC doesn't exist, Gates said. He talked about the magic of software and that MSN8 has been many years in the making and is a breakthrough product. Well, while that statement may be debatable, this certainly is a breakthrough. IBM scientists have built the tiniest computer circuit yet using individual molecules, a move they say advances their push towards smaller, faster electronics. One circuit is so small that 190 billion of them could fit on a standard pencil-top eraser, IBM said. IBM researchers at its Almaden Research Center in San Jose, California, have built and operated a computer circuit in which individual molecules of carbon monoxide move like toppling dominoes across a flat copper surface. IBM has been working on molecular computing for years as it tries to find an alternative to silicon-based semiconductors in modern computers. Silicon has performed well over the past few decades, fulfilling a tenet by Intel Corporation founder Gordon Moore that the number of transistors on a chip would double every 18 months. But scientists expect its physical properties to limit further advancements in the next 10 to 15 years. IBM said the new molecule cascade technique enabled it to make logic elements 260,000 times smaller than those used in silicon-based semiconductor chips. IBM is still years from translating the technology and quantum computing work it has done in research labs into a setting where such transistors could be manufactured and then used in products like cell phones and personal computers. Hollywood took its fight against internet file swapping to the office on Thursday, asking the 1,000 largest US public companies to block employee use of online file trading networks. Trade groups representing record labels, movie studios, songwriters, and music publishers said they plan to send a letter this week to corporate chieftains, asking them to prevent employees from using peer-to-peer networks such as Kazaa and Nutella that enable users to download songs, movies, and other digital files for free. The letter comes on the heels of a similar request sent to college and university administrators several weeks ago. Like college campuses, many offices are wired with high-speed internet access, allowing large files such as digital video to be downloaded quickly. By contrast, roughly 9 out of 10 American home internet users rely on slower dial-up service. The letter suggests that businesses could be held liable for copyright infringements on their computer networks and asks that corporate legal offices be made aware of the request. It was signed by the Recording Industry Association of America, the Motion Picture Association of America, the National Music Publishers Association, and the Songwriters Guild of America. The deluge of unsolicited email or spam has become such a scourge that even the world's leading consumer marketing lobby says the time has come for federal restrictions. The Direct Marketing Association, which once opposed any federal anti-spam legislation, says it will now lobby for federal and state laws that aim to control the growth of million message batches of email. But an anti-spam group believes the DMA proposal could actually increase unwanted email. A daily flood of spam not only vexes consumers and internet providers, it also makes legitimate commercial email indistinguishable from unwanted spam, says the DMA, which has 4,700 members. America Online is launching an internet safety campaign for kids built around an automated instant messaging buddy that dispenses advice in real time. Kids can add AOL Safety Bot to their buddy lists of friends on AOL Instant Messenger. It's programmed to answer within seconds such questions as whether kids should agree to physical meetings with online acquaintances or reveal such personal information as their address and age. Some experts wonder whether such a scripted program can always be an appropriate guide in a complicated online world, given various age groups and parental preferences. The SafetyBot campaign also includes a website at AOL's safetyclicks.com where kids can play a trivia game and watch a video featuring characters from the Cartoon Network and AOL Time Warner Company. People who don't use AOL's instant messenger software can also find the SafetyBot Buddy on the SafetyClicks site. Automated instant messaging buddies, or bots, are not new, but past ones have been devoted mostly to marketing and promotions. Internet safety resources also exist elsewhere at websites, among them Disney's SurfSwellIsland.com. AOL said it created SafetyBot to bring safety resources to a forum with which kids are already familiar. The company's instant messaging software is the most popular on the internet, with more than 150 million registered users. According to the Pew Internet and America Life Project, more than 40% of teenagers on the internet use instant messaging on a daily basis, compared with 11% for online adults. According to a 2000 study by Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire, one in five youths aged 10 to 17 received unwanted sexual solicitations over the internet within the year. Only a quarter of them told a parent. The spread of cell phones may soon reach forbidden turf, airline flights. At least two companies, Aircell and Verizon Airphone, are developing technology to let passengers use their cell phones without disturbing airplane electronics or ground cellular service. Aircell expects to charge less to make a cell phone call than in-flight payphones. Aircell is closest to ready and says service could be on planes in early 2004. Airline officials are less optimistic. They say a rollout might be 3 years away. Yet there is a new push by the airlines and regulators to make in-flight cell phone use a reality. And that's news briefs for this week.